Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, Rick, at thericksmithshow.com. So here in Pennsylvania, new government, Inauguration Day yesterday. The governor highlighted the fact that, we're actually, investing in education. Would love to do a lot more investing in education, infrastructure, lots of things, lots of opportunities, lots of things that need to be done. And, yesterday as I'm watching the governor give his speech, I'm grateful that we have that guy as our governor. And I'm equally grateful that he has a partner in John Fetterman, now the official lieutenant governor here in Pennsylvania. And I've got John on the line. John, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Congratulations to you, my good man. I know this has been a long, long, long fight, long election cycle. Good on you.
Oh, you know, it's so great, and it's just the gratitude to the people of Pennsylvania for giving me the opportunity to serve as their lieutenant governor.
So yesterday, suit, man. What's with that suit and tie? rather, you should be on the cover of GQ. I'm sure that's coming.
No matter what they do, I don't clean it. There's not much you can do with me. But I of course have always said that I'll wear what I need to. In the event that it's necessary, and I would never, want something silly like that to become a distraction from really just wanting to get things done for the people of Pennsylvania.
Right, like I said, I'm so thankful that Governor Wolf got reelected, because there are so many things, so many bad things that could have happened. One of them being, the fact that you've got a White House that's attempting to destroy Medicaid. And destroy, take health care from millions of people across this country. In fact, hundreds of thousands right here in Pennsylvania.
Well, I mean, the real thing for me was always right to work. This was a case where you had a candidate that was openly hostile towards labor and working families, and the union way of life in Pennsylvania was literally on the ballot. And I'm just so grateful that not only did he actually set the record for a number of votes for governor, lieutenant governor team in Pennsylvania history. So, and I think a big part of that was organized labor stepping up, because they realized just how much is at stake here.
Yeah, and look, Wagner wasn't just hostile to organized labor; he was hostile to everybody. I mean, there's this.
Well, Governor Wolf, let me tell you, between now and November 6th, you better put a catcher's mask on your face, because I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes, because I'm going to win this for the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about hostility right there.
Well, sure. I mean, there's more to that moment, there's so many things that were on the line there, and the people of Pennsylvania, so grateful for them, and thankfully we got the outcome that we need, and all these things are going to thrive.
Yeah, so now you've got the office. You found the office. They gave you the keys to the door, all of that. What's the first priority for this administration going forward?
I think one of the very important things for my office is going to be the criminal justice reform, where we want to make the pardons process work for more Pennsylvanians that are deserving of the second chance they've worked hard to earn. We think we can begin having a conversation about legal marijuana. We can get involved in community economic development, and those are some of the things that really are interesting to me and important key things, because I coming from a community like my own, I know how important investment from the state is to moving forward.
Now, you look at, I look at some of the work that you've done in your community as mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, and you know, it's you know, given the resources that you had, it's a pretty remarkable job. And it's one of those things that there are a lot of communities like Braddock across this state, across this country, that need investment, that need help, that need you know someone to look out for them, to know they exist.
Well, yeah, there are, and that's one of the things that I appreciate more than really just anybody in terms of just how important that is. And I'm looking forward to being involved with that. And I'm also looking forward to partnering with a governor that, quite frankly, you know, all he is interested in is getting things done. You know, you have, today, so many people are like, you know, got to get it on Instagram, got to, you know, make it about me, got to social media. And Governor Wolf isn't like that. He's like, let's just get it done. You know, whether it's we're helping replace part of the interstate, out west here that slid down the hill with all the rain and mudslides we had back in April, whether it's developing a response to the opioid crisis that the American Medical Association calls a model, Pennsylvania leading the way. I mean, there's just so many things that Governor Wolf has done in his first term. And again, I'm just grateful to be a partner for him.
Yeah, and the amazing part of it is he's been able to do all those things, even with, major opposition. I mean, you've got Republicans who overwhelmingly control both chambers, the House and the Senate. So, the fact that he's been able to do as much as he's been able to do is pretty remarkable.
I couldn't agree more. And he, as I talked about on the campaign trail, he was the firewall that protected the union way of life, women's reproductive freedom, restoring or Medicaid expansion in Pennsylvania. Over 700,000 Pennsylvanians got health care. So, I couldn't agree more. And I always hold Governor Wolf up as a paragon of democratic results, and not flashy. It's not about me. It's just about getting work done.
Yeah, I mean, you've gotten some pretty good PR here lately. Some pretty good stories. Evidently, the one thing that I've heard a lot of people talk about to me is you're not taking the lieutenant governor's mansion. You're gonna, or the lieutenant governor's house. You're gonna live across the street from the Capitol or down the block. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I've said this before. The Commonwealth doesn't owe me and my family a place to live. That's on us to provide that. And the honor of serving as your lieutenant governor is more than enough. I just didn't believe that it's the right look to live in a taxpayer funded residence or mansion.
Yeah. So what happens to that place now then?
I don't really know. What I do know is that it has a swimming pool, for example, and if my children are welcome to swim in it, then every child in Pennsylvania should be welcome to swim in it. It's just not for us.
Yeah, no, good on you. Because I follow you on Twitter, and I watch some of the stuff that you do, your family right front and center in all this, and watching your kids go through this, is pretty interesting, and watching. The interaction to me is kind of priceless.
Oh, well, today I was joking. I put out on Twitter yesterday that my kids always at campaign events during me would often be on stage and they'd be flossing while I was talking, and I said, you can't do that when Governor Wolf is talking on inauguration. This is too important. And so they ended up doing it for the governor in my office. So they didn't do it during his inaugural address.
that's pretty funny. But this is one of those things where I love the fact that you put your family out there, that you're showing kind of being almost an example. And I know you don't want to be a role model and any of that stuff, but I think it's a good example.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. But I'm especially proud of my wife and partner, who was a former dreamer, and the fact that now she's the second lady of Pennsylvania, and you have such a toxic environment and rhetoric coming from the other side nationally, regarding immigrants and immigration in general. Our government is shut down over a nonsensical border wall. And, you know, here we are in central Pennsylvania. The second lady is a former undocumented immigrant. And, you know, if you're really, if you love gridlock and ineffectual government, you know, you get your fill every day, but he is in Washington. If you want government that gets things done, and you want government that delivers for working families, you have that working front and center here in Pennsylvania, thanks to Governor Wolf.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. And, you know, we have this major shutdown, as you pointed out. Is there anything that the Commonwealth, that you know of, that the Commonwealth's doing to help people who are affected by this? Because, look, this is going to be a major hit to our economy, especially the longer it goes on. And it's going to affect, you know, communities across the Commonwealth, because, you know, federal employment is a pretty big part of our national mix of jobs. Anything that you guys are working on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's certainly something that is front and center for Governor Wolf. And my colleagues in the Pennsylvania Senate held a press conference today to bring attention to the fact that you have hundreds of thousands of people that rely on supplemental medical assistance. That during this shutdown, I mean, you have hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvania that are going to be impacted, and to the extent that Governor Wolf is going to be able to step up, he's going to. But this has to get resolved. This is a complete lack of leadership. And just when you think the occupant in the White House can't do anything more destructive to the overall good in this country, you know, this thing is now officially the longest government shutdown ever, and it's a travesty.
No, it's crazy. And I don't see any way out of this. I mean, this is the weird part of this. I thought Lindsey Graham on Monday gave him the perfect way out, reopen the government immediately, and in 3 weeks, if you don't hammer out a deal, declare the national emergency, because I think he's going to do it anyway. So it's just this weird kind of world where you start asking questions of, is this really about the wall, or is this about, you know, something much bigger?
No, it's so destructive, and so I just hate to even talk about it. I'd rather focus on the good stuff and the good things that we really can control. What's going on in Pennsylvania, and it has to come to an end. But as you can't count on President Trump to have a conscience and realize, look, this game of chicken is really damaging families and workers that aren't being paid, airline safety, food inspection safety, things that have fundamentally dangerous consequences. Just in a game of brinksmanship, it's unconscionable.
Yeah, and the reason I bring it up is because all this stuff flows down to the states. And, you know, Pennsylvania already has some interesting budget issues. I'm waiting for the next budget fight to pop up here because we do have a structural budget problem, because I believe by having a flat tax like we do, we're not bringing in enough revenue. And, all by the way, you know, people at the bottom of the economy are the ones paying the freight. I think we've got some problems to deal with. And by having a federal government as dysfunctional as we're seeing, that kind of trickle down is not good.
Well, I don't want to lump all Republicans in with Donald Trump and his game of brinkmanship here. You know, my goal would be to have as much bipartisanship, you know, in the upcoming term. I'm sorry.
I hope so. No, I hope you're right. I hope you guys are able to continue it.
Yeah, no, I've never been a bomb thrower, and I never will be. I really want to accomplish this much as we can, because I know, and there's going to be times, of course, when we disagree on things, but I absolutely am not thinking about what's going on the federal level, you know, with what we can do and what we can accomplish, you know, here on the state level. That's my commitment. I know that's Governor Wolf's commitment. You know, Governor Wolf always wants to be doing as much as we can to keep Pennsylvania moving forward.
Last question I've got for you. Yesterday was an incredible event. What's the most memorable thing about it yesterday for you?
No, I mean, there's so many things, and for me personally and my family, yesterday was just about gratitude. Gratitude to the citizens of Braddock that elected me to four terms. Gratitude to the people of Pennsylvania that allowed me to serve as their lieutenant governor, and I was grateful to preside over the Senate today. I just want to deliver the things that the people of Pennsylvania voted me to, and also again grateful for Governor Wolf and for another term, because I say that as a father of three young children, that you know the things that Governor Wolf values, the things that he embodies. I'm grateful to be a resident of Pennsylvania, and I just want to thank everyone, any one of your listeners who. Believe in our team. You know, now it's on us to deliver for you guys.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the work that you guys are going to do and the accomplishments coming in the next 4 years. And hopefully, you'll come back and share them with us as it continues.
Rick, yeah, I can't. I've lost count how many times I've been on your show. I've always been so grateful, and thank you for giving us a voice to your listeners. And I'll be back as often as you have us.
Good stuff, John. I appreciate the time. Good on you. Enjoy the moment. And then get ready for work.
We are, and thank you, Rick, as always.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, John Fetterman, our lieutenant governor. I'm thrilled with that. And he's right. You know, he's been on the show so many times. Over the years, I can't even count. I'm happy to see that he's done. I'm happy to see he's there. Really, one of the really good guys. Super nice guy. If you missed any of today's program, TheRickSmithShow.com, that's where you go to get the podcast. Check out the website, TheRickSmithShow.com. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, our good friend Justin Duckham going to be here to share some thoughts on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Right back. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk. I hate when I hit the wrong button.